The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
There has been an outpouring of support for a Bray family who have experienced racism and other abuse from children, including right outside their front door. For more on this, we are joined by Joe Lawless, whose wife and stepdaughter have been subjected to that abuse. Joe, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. Can you maybe take me back in time, first of all? When did all of this start?
Okay, well, firstly, my wife and my stepdaughter are from the Philippines. My stepdaughter is special needs. She has autism. So basically, we live in Bray, near Little, and this started last year. Basically, my stepdaughter likes looking out the window, you know, from her bedroom. It's a thing she always liked doing. And one day, there was these like five girls walking past the house. They looked up, they saw her, and they started making gestures at her and shouting at her. Now, I don't know what they were shouting. Kind of shaking their fists at her, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I went outside. Now, this was maybe June, July last year. They ran away. But they kept coming back. And what they were doing then was, we have an iron gate outside. They were banging the iron gate. They were running in. They were banging the door, running away. My stepdaughter was, you know, she's upset over it. She was frightened over it and so forth. But any time I would open the door, when this was happening, they'd run away. But my wife went out to them one day, and they didn't run away. And she explained to them that, you know, the girl has special needs. She gets upset, whatever. One girl in particular was like the ringleader. She's very cheeky. She didn't seem to care. But what happened then was, the week before last, my wife and my stepdaughter were going to Little in Bray. Now, this was about 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And there was a crowd, and there is a crowd of young people, again, the same crowd, that gather outside Little, because there's quite an open space outside Little, you know, it's just near the main road. And they were walking into Little, and next thing, something was thrown at them. Now, my wife didn't see what was thrown, but she thinks it was a stone. And next thing, the crowd were all doing these monkey chants, which obviously is complete racism.
Yeah.
So I got, that really made me angry. So I decided to go onto Facebook, and I basically, what I'm telling you, I explained everything, and I said, could the parents of these children, who they obviously know they're out and about, could they please tell them to stop? We just want to live in peace. This girl has special needs. She's very frightened and confused over all of this, you know. And the response I got was incredible. I had no idea. No, I got like about over 500 reactions. I got about 250 messages.
Yeah.
Every single one of them being positive, saying it's a disgrace and so forth, like, you know. So my wife has been living in Ireland for maybe 14, 15 years. And as I said, she's very upset over it. And, well, we all are.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I mean,
understandably. I mean,
you know,
the Facebook reaction, you know, and the reaction of the community, I'm sure, will do something to restore faith in humanity for you, Joe, and for your wife as well, and your stepdaughter. But, I mean, it must have been terrifying for your stepdaughter, first of all, that, you know, you started by saying how much, you know, she enjoyed this, was kind of her routine, was to sit and look out this window, and for to have that taken away from her to the point where you had to tell her, look, just don't do it anymore, you can't look out the window.
Yeah, unfortunately. And she, of course, doesn't understand. She keeps asking me every time she hears the gate banging and the door being banged, and she's saying, why are they doing this and what's wrong? And like, as I said, you know, with the autism, she doesn't really understand. And we keep saying, oh, they're just naughty children, whatever, you know. But at the same time, she is, and she has said it, like, they frighten her. she's upset over it. Now, my wife, as I said, has explained, she went over to these girls and explained, because they run away, like, when you see me. Once I open the door, they'd run away. But they didn't run away when my wife approached them, yeah. And she explained to them that this girl is special needs. Please don't be upsetting her. You know, and also, I believe my wife and stepdaughter are not the only ones who've had racist abuse from those particular crowds that are hanging around outside Lidl.
Like, there must be kind of a feeling of powerlessness, is there, when you're looking at kids doing it, you know, because in a way, I know this sounds kind of maybe counterintuitive, in a way it would be easier to deal with if it was adults.
Yeah, it would, because basically, obviously you can't touch a minor. All you can do is verbally ask them to stop. And the police, I think, the police have said, they would send up a car if it happens again, ring them. But I don't really think there's much they can do to them either, you know, to be honest.
Yeah, besides bringing them home and hoping the parents read them the Riot Act. I mean, that's what you're dependent on, isn't it? You are dependent utterly on the parents of these children getting them under control.
And to be honest, you know, I think maybe the parents probably don't care either. I'm not saying all of them, but maybe some of them don't.
Yeah.
Because at this stage, they must know or suspect that their children are doing this.
Yeah.
And the reason I went kind of public as such with this was hoping that they would tell them to stop. That's enough. You should not be doing it. Now, it hasn't happened since, but before, you know, over the last, say, year or whatever, they would stop for a period of maybe a few weeks, maybe a couple of months, but he always came back.
That's the fear at the moment, is it, Joe? Is that where you're just on a, this hasn't gone away, maybe they're just on a hiatus, is that the fear?
Yeah, and our fear is, like, I mean, we're sitting in the house at night. I mean, generally this will happen between, say, 5 p.m. onwards. So we're sitting in the house and we're kind of, you know, you hear noises going by, you might hear kids playing outside, kids walking past. And we're always kind of thinking, especially my wife, like, you know, oh, is this going to start again? Like, so it's made us quite nervous. And
that must be awful in your own house. I know what happened at Lidl is obviously atrocious, but when you don't feel secure in your own home, that must be awful.
Yeah. It's like, and it's not only that, but now it's like Lidl is quite near where we live. So obviously we use Lidl and we go down to Lidl. And, you know, I get quite anxious now. If my wife says, I'm going down to Lidl, or I'm going down to Lidl with stepdaughter, I kind of feel I should be going with them. Or if they do go on their own, I'd be kind of nervous, you know, is this going to happen again? Like, you know.
Yeah, we'll listen.
And, like, basically, the world now is, you know, at the moment is really, they're trying to stop racism in the world. And it's terrible to see it kind of in your own backyard.
It is.
And have the fear that it's going to happen again, like, you know, because it's abhorrent. You know, everyone knows that racism is abhorrent and should be stopped. But, you know, you kind of read about it. You see it on TV, but when it actually happens to you, it's got way more impact.
Yeah.
You know.
Joe, we appreciate you sharing your story here on The Hard Shoulder today.
Oh, no problem. Look, I'm glad. I hope somehow this will maybe stop some of the racism around anyway. Like, you know, not just for us, because as I said, these kids are abusing more than just my wife and stepdaughter. They're abusing other people as well.
Yeah.
And, like, it would make you a bit ashamed, like, to think that, like, all these people from abroad, they're living in the area, loads of them living in Bray, and to think that we make them welcome here, obviously, and then they have to go through stuff like that.
Oh, terrible.
It's absolutely disgraceful, like, you know.
Listen, we'll leave it there, Joe. We appreciate your time. We really do. Joe Lawless there from Bray in County Wicklow.